And then you put it in hot grease and cook it on a stove and brown it. It's called tarts.
Tarts?
Tarts, mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah. Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, anything, well, you mentioned a cobbler.
Yeah.
Would you bake anything like that in a deep dish with just a crust on top?
Yeah. That's just a, well, you put some little dough in the middle of it, you know.
Oh, you
or
do?
When you put your fruit in there, that put some little the pieces of the dough around, and then you make a big dough and put it over top, put a hole in the middle of it, put your sugar and butter on it, bake it, you know, you bake it in a big old pan or something like that.
I see. Now, talking about, would you have to bake something with a hole in the middle of it?
The donuts or things like that? No, yeah. I didn't know what donuts were.
Didn't?
No.
What sort of sweet things might you bake?
Well, I said that they make those cobbler pies, or we'd make those tarts, you know, fix them in that, and that's about all sweet you had. Or take potatoes, sweet potatoes, and you grate them raw. And then you'd add sugar and milk and eggs to it, and you'd cook that. That's called potato pudding.
I see.
You know, like
what? That. Would you put something on top of it?
No, you just kept it stirred all the time in the stove till it got under, it got thick.
I see.
You didn't put something on top of it. And of course, if they made a cake, most of it was a jelly cake. They made jelly them times, you know.
Yeah.
It's plum jelly. It's all the kind of stuff they had to make jelly out of. It'd be plum.
Well, you might, you might make a kind of something to pour over it, made of cream with nutmeg or something in it. What would you call that?
Well, you'd call that cream. Cream sauce.
A sauce?
Sauce to go on it, if you made anything like that. But you know, you didn't make nothing like that because you had nothing to pour on it much. Because you had a cobbler pie, it had its own juice. If you had a potato pudding, it had its own juice. And if you fried a tart, well, you know, you didn't put nothing on it because your fruit was inside of that.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you cook up maybe some of these? You make a batter up and cook them up and pour syrup on
hot cakes.
Hot cakes?
Yeah, called hot cakes.
I see.
But they didn't make too many hot cakes, as I said when I was young. Come on, it was mostly biscuits. You know, where they made your own biscuits. You know, make up your biscuit dough and cook hot butter, biscuit and butter, and put your hot syrup and stuff on that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't hardly know what hot cakes was in a way.
You made your own bread, right?
No, but you made your own light bread, yeah.
I see. The bread you bought at the store, that was called?
Oh, well, I come home, they didn't buy it in the store. They had their own yeast and they made their own light bread.
Had your own what?
Light bread. They had a yeast and you'd make your own light bread. What we buy at the store, they made it.
I see.
They'd fix it overnight, and that yeast would rise up. The next morning, you'd work it down. They'd put it in big loaves. Of course, it wasn't in slices. You'd make 3 or 4 pounds. You'd set it out early that morning. By dinner time, it'd be rise, you see, like you'd want, and then put it in the stove and cook it.
Pounds?
In pounds, big pounds. And you could wrap that and keep it, you know, several days. Well, you know, they had no ice or no boxes or anything, man, you know.
Yeah.
To put anything in.
Yeah. Well, you might go to the store to buy two flour.
No, we never. They always bought flour with a barrel when I was young. Come on, they didn't want to buy flour. They always bought they made their own homemade meal. They went to had a grist mill. They made their own meal. They'd buy sugar for the barrel. They'd buy flour for the barrel. Not great big old barrels. Maybe some little barrels, you know, like that. You know, but big around.
How much would you take to the mill at one time to be?
Well, they'd always take one of them little flour, they call them flour barrels. And when you'd empty them, they'd always save them to go to the mill, and they'd shell that full of corn. And you got as much, if you had that thing full of corn, when they ground it, you still have a thing full of meal after taking the toll out of it, you know.
Did you ever have them grind the corn up real fine and make something out of, you boil this and have it with your breakfast?
Grits, you talking about? Yeah, they had grits the last time. I used to have a grist mill right out here. That barn right out here, I used to be a grist mill. Oh, side of the road, way down here, on the side of the barn, yeah. We had a grist mill here a long time after I come here.
Uh-huh.